The Money Show.
Shapeshifters.
A shapeshifter this evening is Tim Akinnusi, the founder and chief executive of Mortgage Market. It's a fintech startup and has come up with a bunch of really interesting ideas. It's an online aggregator of home loans. We've seen aggregators before. What makes this one different, Tim? That you get the silent treatment when you speak to them. That's not
a good Hi, good evening, Bruce.
Oh, there you are. There you are. I thought you were giving me silent treatment. That's fine. what makes this aggregator different from other aggregators we've seen, from BetterBond and others?
Yeah, well, Bruce, what we've done essentially is that we have advanced the mortgage origination agenda and actually put together a front end and an interface to the average customer where they could make their own application to all the banks in real time and do that with the greatest of transparency, do that with the greatest of convenience, and compare home loans and make a choice on which lender to go with, having seen what's out in the market. And then lastly, we give them a really good incentive to apply by themselves, which is an amount of up to 25,000 Rand in real cash. So that's what's exciting about us is that we not only allow you to compare the market and get the best deal, but we also actually give you hard cash back for self-serving, really.
Now, okay. Now, explain that concept to me, because I think we're increasingly used to this idea of trolling the internet and, you know, looking up properties and looking up insurance quotes, and we're getting used to this idea. But it's we're still in fairly embryonic stages. Sometimes, especially when it comes to a purchase as big as a house and looking for a mortgage, we, not in COVID times, of course, but we virtually want our hands held.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But I mean, if you think about it, Bruce, we've been doing very serious and important things online for more than a decade now in the staffing context. I mean, if you think about what SARS e-filing is, I mean, filing your taxes is a very important thing. And there's, you know, a lot of people that do that successfully year in, year out. So if you look at the idea of marketplaces and the fact that we can go on to the Airbnbs of this world, the Amazon.coms, and actually do important purchases, all we've done is we've integrated all the banks and we've brought home loans to the fore. And history has shown that, you know, the more individuals take ownership and empower themselves in the start of this journey, the less likely they are to actually go into default when it comes to understanding what their mortgage is about, as opposed to somebody kind of just holding their hand through it and them being a passive individual as part of that whole process. This one is a lot more involved. It allows customers to confront their income and their expenses and to really know what they're getting themselves into. I mean, taking out a home loan is a 20 to 30 year commitment. So you really don't want to be in the dark as to what the terms and conditions are. And so we are in a position where we put that very simply in front of customers, and we allow them to actually, you know, understand exactly what they're getting themselves into and to make the best choice. And it's really not that complicated when you think about it, although it is a daunting process. But, you know, the moment you start to engage with it and understand that a bank wants you to have a really good credit profile, they want you to have be able to afford the loan, and they want you to know just how many years you expect to pay this thing off. Once you wrap your head around that, the rest is pretty easy.
In the olden days, I would have a relationship with my bank manager, and I would make an appointment, and I would put on my best clothes, and I would go and sit, and I would wait for an appointment, and I would sit and talk to the bank manager. I'd say, Mr. Manager, because who would be a Mr. Manager in those days? Right. That's how long ago this was. I'd like a loan to buy a property, please. And the bank manager would say, yes, you know, you've borrowed this money and you've paid that off. Okay, you're a pretty good debt. I'll give you prime plus two. And you go, thank you, Mr. Bank Manager. You are very kind and magnanimous. And I'm just going to grovel my way out of your office. That died, I think, 15 years ago. maybe longer. And that dynamic, I mean, I think there's still people who sort of live with the ideals that that sort of thing can still exist. I don't know if it does it?
Yeah, Bruce, I think, there's multiple channels and there's multiple ways in which consumers would like to engage. I mean, personally, I prefer being able to do things on my own as opposed to be on the phone call or, sitting in front of somebody who may not necessarily meet my needs. So I think that the more channels and the more ways of being able to access banks, the better for customers, especially when you look at, individuals that have grown up in the internet age, where all they've known is how to go on to a website and go on to self-service platforms and just do whatever business they intend on doing without actually speaking to anybody. So I think that whilst what our offering is not the be-all and end-all, it does cater for a growing market that is looking to self-serve and that's looking to be able to compare quotations by themselves without having to be on the phone. Or, like you mentioned, the old school way of sitting in front of a bank manager. I don't know when last I met my private banker to do anything. I mean, I use banking apps all the time. So it's just the way the world is going. And, we expect to see a lot more of an online engagement going forward. And Bruce, I think it's worth mentioning that, it's not always one or the other. You can still have a blended approach, but it's important that technology takes care of the things that are fairly mundane, fairly administrative, and then leaves the more human touch for a personal interaction.
We'll talk about that process in just a moment. Talking this evening to the former head of managing director of APSA Home Loans, also worked in the Nedbank mortgage department. So he's got some mortgages under his belt as Tim Akinusi, co-founder and chief executive at Mortgage Market. More on that in a moment.
The Money Show.
Shapeshifters.
Tim Akinusi is the co-founder and chief executive at Mortgage Market. Where were you in this illustrious mortgage career of yours when you had your eureka moment? And please don't create images of being in the bath at the time. I'm not sure I can cope this early in the evening. But when did you have that eureka moment?
Well, Chris, Bruce, the eureka moment happened in two phases. You know, one was when I had made a return back to Nedbank. I was headhunted to go back and start an online application division for them, for their home loans business. I think at that stage, they'd probably lost about R1 billion through the global financial crisis, and they were looking to rebuild their front end. And part of what that strategy was about was say, we're going to do this by empowering people to make their own applications by themselves. And I just come out of doing my thesis for my MBA. And part of what I did was to use a lot of those learnings and to put that into a practical idea that an individual could go online, engage directly with a bank, and actually get a response back from a bank. And people thought we were crazy because, like you rightfully said, home loans is probably a product that you would associate with hand-holding, with complexity. And all we did was actually just simplify the front end, and we re-engineered the back end to prioritize home loans. And then we created a product out of that to say that you could get bond approvals within hours. And that channel has gone on to be quite successful. This was back in 2012. It's gone on to, I think, probably close to 1,000 people right now use that to apply for home loans at Nedbank. So when I thought about that, and I thought about it in the context of saying, well, if that could work for one lender, why couldn't the same thing work for a multitude of lenders where an individual could make one application that goes out in real time to all lenders? And so that idea first came to me then, but I couldn't execute it because I was still within this banking space. I mean, I was doing very well. You could say that I was in that proverbial comfort zone. And so I parked the idea, continued in my role, and then I moved to APSA in late 2017 and 2018. And I was there for just under a year. And they had some changes going on. And then I just decided, listen, this was probably the best time for me to exit corporate and actually advance the industry by coming up with a marketplace that actually allowed customers to take full control over the application process, because they're doing this anyway. I mean, when you engage with a bond originator today, you're going to have to bring in information about your payslip, your ID, your bank statements, and your income and expenses. And you'll be doing that work in any case. So why not do the work by yourself and actually get paid for it and still compare the entire market at the comfort of your home and make sure that you're getting the best deal? And that was the idea. So I couldn't resist it. It was just one of those things that I knew that if I didn't step out of corporate to actually execute this, somebody else was going to do it. And I was going to be, you know, living in that good old fashioned regret. I saw this come in. I could have done it and I didn't do anything about it. So, yeah, I plucked up the courage, put everything I had into it, and spent the greater part of 2019, in fact, the whole of 2019, building the platform, putting together the commercial agreements and all the technical agreements that we needed, and struck up a partnership with one of the leading origination players out there. And we birthed Mortgage Market early 2020.
And then you must have regretted it enormously, because no sooner do you launch, then the world stops. And suddenly, with all the best will in the world, nobody's going to look at show houses. Nobody's buying a property. I think things have turned a bit round a bit in the last couple of months. But, geez, right, you must have looked at yourself in the mirror every morning and watched the stubble go grey on your face and think to yourself, absolutely, what on earth have I done to myself?
That was actually one of my initial reactions, Bruce, because I recall we had just about launched our marketing campaign in March. So we had billboards out. We had like 9 digital billboards. We had a big billboard out in William Nickel. And literally about a week and a half into it, you know, we were told that we were going into lockdown. And I'd committed cash up front, you know, for this outdoor media. And, you know, we were kind of still getting some traction going. And we thought, well, we're a cloud-based business. You know, we're fully online. The banks are open for business. So therefore, this won't affect us. Until we figured that as much as it didn't affect our business per se, we were still part of a bigger value chain where we expected estate agents to obviously show people houses, sign offer to purchases, and then come to us to actually make the home loan application. And so April was like a terrible month for us. I mean, we saw our leads just plummet. I mean, we did no business in April. The strategy there was just to focus internally, build up some of our tech capabilities, and gear up for a time such as when we went into level 3. And we came up with this really brilliant tool, which is our pre-approval capability, that allows a customer to get pre-approved literally within minutes, because we partnered up with Experian to be able to pull a credit profile in real time. And then we also overlaid that with a bank scorecard that looked at the debt service ratio of customers and that looked at their affordability. So now we were able to be in a position where we could tell customers exactly how much they could afford and also whether or not they were likely to get a bond from a bank. And the moment we launched that at the back end of May, that took off like wildfire, and like we were priming the market for such a time where, you know, we would be allowed out again to actually go out and do show houses, et cetera. And right at the same time, the interest rates just started plummeting. And all of a sudden, given the fact that people were spending so much time at home, sentiment around property just improved because people were doing everything at home. You know, it was about their doing gym at home, working from home. So the home just took on a different level of significance, which was great. So it was just like a melting pot of what we thought was a really bad time for us has just turned into a really special and magical time where interest rates are at an all-time low. The value of property has improved, or at least the sentiment. And, you know, we were able to offer customers enough confidence that they could actually go out there and shop for a home loan. And yeah, I mean, it's been a really positive thing for us.
And again, I haven't got a home loan in a long time, but I'm assuming it's a lot quicker nowadays because everybody uses the same information. I mean, it's the same data sets. Everybody will have a slightly different risk metric and they might want additional information. But if you put all your information into a single, effectively search engine, you pop it into a system. How long does it generally take to get a quote back or various quotes back or the rejections to come back? Because there aren't to be one or two.
Right. So Bruce, what we've experienced is that the average turnaround time from all the banks is about 2 days. But I must tell you something so delightful. I mean, the first application that we got in, this was early in January. The client had applied online at about 8:30 in the morning. And about 4 o'clock that afternoon, they had their first quotation that they could review. And it was 100% for the customer. And you know, all he did was wait for the other banks to come through and then decide on who to choose. So we've had home loan quotations from as little as right now, the quickest that we've done is like 2 hours. And that was literally today. The customer applied in the morning and, you know, one of the top banks, it was Standard Bank, came back literally within 1 hour and gave the customer 100% bond for a 2.5 million rand deal.
So and who's best suited to make these applications? I mean, are we looking at smaller mortgages where people have got fairly uncomplicated lives, mortgages between, say, 1 and 2 or 3 million rand? If you're looking for deals on properties of 10 and 20 and 30 million rand, everybody likes a deal, so everybody wants to get the best possible rate. You would think there you might go more into the private banking space and leverage your relationship with your institution more.
100%, Bruce. We expect that the core of our market are first-time home buyers, individuals that are comfortable with doing things online, individuals that are employed in corporate South Africa. And that's really what our data is also showing us, is that a lot of women, actually, and first-time home buyers have dominated the application space. I think it's really because the product as well is a very compelling one. I mean, the idea that you can go online, compare quotations, and get money back, like guaranteed cash back of up to 25,000, is still unbelievable for some of our customers, you know, until the money lands into their accounts. And then they're like, oh my goodness, this is really changing the way, you know, home loans are being done.
How do you afford that, though? I mean, does that simply come out of the fact that you are not incurring the administration costs that many other institutions might be incurring, so therefore you can give that money back? Is it that simplistic?
Yeah, I think that's part of the offering, is that we are a cloud-based business, so we're very lean. We use everything as technology-based, and we don't have the same sunken cost as some of the other more traditional players. So we also fundamentally have a different value proposition. I mean, we have a shared value model, and I don't use this as a cliche. I mean, it really is a shared value model because we say to the customers, we've given them the marketplace. They make the application on their own, so they do the bit of admin of capturing their own details, and then the bank pays us a commission, and we split that commission with the customer. So to be more specific, we literally give the customer back 0.5% on the value of their home loan. So if a customer applies for a 1 million rand home loan, we'll give them 5,000 rand back. And if they apply for a 5 million rand home loan, we'll give them 25,000 rand back.
Understand.
It's that simple.
Tim Akinuse, thank you for the story. Co-founder and chief executive at Mortgage Market, the world of fintech, shaking up the established players.